two, one, and you're live.
Oh, hey, I guess that's me, right?
That would be you, Renee.
Yes, it is. And I'm going, oh, she's talking? Oh, wait, no, I'm talking. That's right. You know, just got to get my P's and Q's all together. Well, welcome to another edition of Top Secret News. And we got Christina on board. She's hanging out with me. And so she says, hey, why don't you open it up for this time? And I was like, okay. And so I'm sitting here going, oh, yeah, it's my turn. But yeah. But hey, welcome to the show, everybody. We always full of surprises. And of course, you know, I was sitting here wondering what my surprise was. And here I am. So how's everybody doing tonight? How you doing, Christina? I know you've been in the hospital. And how you holding up, girl?
I am hanging in there. This is like my third radio show that I've done this week from my hospital bed. So gotta love it.
Well, at least you're with us. And you got a private room, right? And so you're able to do the show without somebody coming in to poke and prod you, right? So that's...
Well, hopefully. Yeah, I don't want any poking and prodding while I'm on the air. That would be kind of...
Well, that'll be a little different. That'll be a little different, you know, unless we're, you know, talking about aliens and they're probing and prodding you. Then that'll be an appropriate show because it's aliens. But I guess that's not happening.
I'm not trying to talk about that either. I don't want the aliens poking and prodding me either.
Yeah, I get you, girl. I got you. But hey, welcome everybody to another edition. And we have a really great show here lined up for you. And we have a reoccurring speaker coming in to join us this time. And Sherry Balstock is with us right now. And she's going to be sharing some wonderful information about activations, you know, even if we have illnesses and things going on in your life, certain equations and numbers seem to play a role in this. And so I'd like to welcome Shirley. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hey, welcome aboard.
Hey, Renee, it's so great to be back on. I mean, I love your shows. I love listening to you guys. I love your radio show. And I love your music that you play also, Renee. And it's always an honor to be back on.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. And, you know, to get an idea for our listening audience, can we give us a little brief information about yourself and what do you do? And so that way our new listeners will be able to get an idea of exactly what you're doing.
I think it's a little bit of time for all that. What planet are we talking, Renee?
Well, I think we're on Earth, I think, this time. But...
Okay. I do a lot of different things. I am a medium. I do medium work. I am an intuitive. I am a certified matrix energetics practitioner. And I also do something called DNA activations that I call the 8 attunements, so the I am attunements. And I do a lot of different types of downloads, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all incorporated into the work that I do. And it's really come a long way.
And these DNA activations, I mean, again, Shirley, thanks for coming on the show. We've had you on in the past. I've had you on my show. It's always so interesting. And you've done some of these activations on myself in the past that have been greatly appreciated. They definitely seem to help. It's definitely interesting. Now, do you see a lot more people kind of transitioning over out of, say, following traditional medicine and into following this aspect of healings?
I think that we definitely are evolutionizing with everything. I think even Reiki is evolving. All our readings, all our consciousness, everything we're getting involved with is definitely evolving. I think the frequencies that used to be powerful or what we used to depend on are the frequencies that had a lot of consciousness, even through radionics type of work. no longer hold the resonance they used to. Things have changed. Even the resonance of the earth is beating much faster. It's running much faster. We're all doing that. So as we are embracing a totally new evolved consciousness, we're also changing the world. And then when the world changes, then we evolve even more. So it becomes an intergalactic type of DNA. It becomes the Gaia, the Earth DNA. We start resonating differently to each other. And I think even traditional medicine, as we know it, just like back in the 19th century when they used mostly homeopathics for medicines, things that we probably, some of them we probably really cringe at today, it's right. Evolving too. And I think more and more the medical, as much as there were those who wanted to really shut down all types of homeopathic, all types of aromatherapy, all types of alternative work, a lot of them are starting to recommend it now. So they didn't get their way to get that all shut down.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because even the hospital that I'm at, I was saying it's very interesting because now they offer aromatherapy, things like that that you can request. Normally you don't see that in traditional hospitals. And I had a guest on a couple weeks ago on my show. Her name's Anya Petrovich, and she actually came in and was talking about the Tesla metamorphosis, Tesla killings. And boy, oh boy, just such interesting technology and alternative ways of healing that are coming out that are just absolutely amazing. It's so interesting to watch this, how it's kind of changing over the years.
You know, it's interesting too, because when you look at these different methods, you know, all of it is natural methods. You know, even with Tesla, I mean, even they're using kind of a technology, but it's still using the natural resources around them to create these healings. And so same thing when we do our meditations and so forth, to really help with our, our well-being as well, from the inside. And so I guess it's just going back to the basics of things to help ourselves heal. So, and of course, you look at the Native American, they rely on the earth medicine, and they rely on the drum and the prayers, and everything seems to work in harmony with the earth.
You know, I've been very fortunate enough to often speaking with the Star Knowledge Group, which keeps a lot of the American Indian tradition, but they are also their star group. They're also very evolutionized in what they do. So they have really been able to merge what I would call tradition that's had this consciousness back to their ancestors all the way back with their higher evolved star knowledge. And it has been a tremendous enhancement. And I think a lot of the American Indian frequencies and the way of doing things are naturally going that direction. The thing that's so interesting about that is it relies on the consciousness that they have been using through their ancestry for, hundreds and hundreds of years, but yet it has the ability to transmute and transform and be able to take on a higher star.
Right.
Consciousness. So I have to say that they were probably ahead of their time and of star medicine when they began.
And that's important too, because we look at all this technology that we have right now, and of course a lot of the stuff is done with a lot of chemical stuff that they're putting in the bodies as so-called medicine. But now with this whole indigenous movement worldwide now, ever since, with the Standing Rock, and they're pulling together, they're getting tribes from all over the world, they're pulling for the same thing, for Mother Earth, because it is part of our life. So we're trying to go back to the older traditions to reach that higher self, and for self-healing and for the earth.
It's probably because it's been the answer all along.
Yeah.
I think you have really highly recognized the unity of those who honor the earth, who honor the mother, who honor Mother Gaia, who is the great mother provider each and every one of us, instead of just depleting her of her resources and becoming just consumers, that because of all life force affects one another. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what people are starting to figure out. And when we start becoming more towards a crisis point in our evolution, where technology can have a dark side, you know, it can be quite the consumer of, you know, like the smart meters. You know, mm-hmm. that they can be very poisonous, they can be very toxic to people, but yet it's an evolution in technology. And I think that there's quite a difference in what we may call technological advances versus energetic advances. The strange thing is they kind of work together. I mean, they work very much on the same type of things. The activations that I do and a lot of healings, if you really were to study them, work exactly like a computer. They run like computer programs.
Mm-hmm.
They run themselves. They run in a gematria pattern of frequency and a numerical value that creates a language. It's all language. So what happens is when we start to change the language, then, of course, things start to resonate differently. I think what's happened, though, is we haven't been able to make the peace between the technological advances and the natural energetic advances that are running very parallel to that.
That's
so
true.
Then you can get distortions and you could get blockages. I think that Tesla knew how to combine the two. I think that's what made him such a great, you know, pioneer and entrepreneur. And he put that consciousness out there to be available to us in the future to be able to grab that and start being able to work with that kind of technology. You know, as you know, the drums is frequencies, isn't it, Renee? When you're beating that drum,
mm-hmm.
and they're all in sync in unity, you know, you are literally creating a very high vibrational wave that is really bringing people together in unity. And it's no different than if you were to get on that computer and, you know, start messing with tones and start pulling them together. I think the problem is they wanted to use technological advancement for weaponry rather than for the good of humanity. And then when you have that darker intent, it changes the frequency of
yeah.
that higher vibration. So when you're looking for spiritual advancement, connection with the God I am, you have a very high natural, very high resonance. But when you're using technology, even though it may be advanced, but the intention is dark, it changes the whole language of it. And then mm-hmm. it can become very destructive.
Yeah, that shows in a lot of the what's gone on through the centuries, you know, during our major war periods, you know, because, you know, our thought patterns alone could create change. And if we start harnessing that darker self, that changes the whole frequency. And it's very easy for one person to create a mob scene. One person. And then that'll spread on, you know, in other parts of the land. And of course, now you got this upheaval taking place because the balance has been thrown off because of that one action of that thought. And then they put it into motion and then it just expands.
Very interesting that you said that, because the activation I have prepared for your listeners tonight, and it's the first time on your broadcast, it's called a number 8 activation, Universal Consciousness Awareness Template. And it is built on an octagon, an 8 sides expansion of consciousness. So maybe that's an old accident, but that's the activation I will be doing for your listeners and putting on the air tonight for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what was prepared for me for the master.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yes, it does. It definitely does. I know that both of you have interviewed many people who have talked about the destruction of other planets, you know, things that, you know, maybe their own technology got destroyed, or people became power hungry and they went out and, you know, destroyed, you know, planets, universes, upsetting the balance in order to try to gain power over the people there, the whole planet. And I think that intergalactically, this is what many of the light workers, even not just on the Gaia planet now, but the light workers intergalactically are trying to stop. I think this unity goes far further, much further than just the planet here. I think we are being joined by many who want unity, who want to use the higher technology of frequencies, who are bringing in future future light work to us. I think as we are starting to advance, we are able to gain knowledge that much faster, and they're bringing in knowledge of the future to now. And that's
probably going to change. That's true to a great extent of what's gone out there. You know, I know people down here kind of refer that as the war in heaven kind of thing. And a war did take place. There was a rebellion, and things went into action, and some people followed, and of course that caused a lot of reactions down here, and some of them are even down here on Earth. But even out there, some of them have got to the point where they said, oh my God, you know, what have we done? You know, because it created this whole chain reaction of this dark unbalance. And so all these other beings that are trying to pull together to try to prevent anything from getting worse than it really is. And so, further out you go, you're going to find, you know, basically that eternal peace, because it didn't reach as far as it is in this kind of like this sector. And so they're trying to keep it, the lid on it, so they can try to get it back to normal. So that's why we're getting all these new teachers, as well as yourself, and to try to bring this activation to try to make it start to heal again, to try to help Mother Earth to heal, to try to get this movement for all of these people to come back to peace again.
Well, I think the greatest illusion that's out there, Renee, and I know that Christina would agree, is the illusion of separation. And I think that's what got created in order to keep us from unifying. And it's been unfortunate that in so many times of survival, that's when people finally unify. And then when things go well, then the power hungry comes in, and the greed comes in, and the ego may come in.
Yeah.
And suddenly there are those who want more, greater, and then here comes the crisis when we all band together. I think this is a very destructive pattern. I think what has to change is the consciousness in general, and the language is what we adhere to as beings. And I believe that that is what they are changing. They're bringing in a brand new language, a brand new way of resonating. I think that the old one is really coming out of its old paradigm of the might makes right. The Darwinism that's been taught has a creation, it really has its own consciousness that can almost create its own philosophy into reality. I think that we don't really understand that whatever has the most consciousness has the most power, even if it's in form. Consciousness can live in a very fluid environment, and it can live in a very contained environment. So when you have a shadow, it can only live by permission of the light, because there has to be an object in that light in order to create that shadow. Darkness in its physics actually contracts. It cannot sustain itself. When spark, you know, dissolves it altogether. So light is fluid, just like the I am God energy and love. It's fluid. It is everywhere. Like water, you know, it's fluid. But you can contain water. You can certainly put it in a glass or put it in a bowl. But when you have the shadow, and that's living form. So it's going to take the form of that object that's in the light. And this works very much a consciousness. When you have something that's in that consciousness of light that is creating its own world or its own type of cosmic universe, that cosmic universe is going to get empowered with its own laws.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people you get to believe in those cosmic laws of the shadow, the more the shadow gets darker, the more it becomes more its own world, the more people start to believe that this is reality and cannot see outside of it. More that it becomes its own universe where people adhere to it as their reality. And then guess what happens when you grab a hold of that object in the consciousness of the light and whisk it away? Poof. You can't even describe what the shadow looked like. So the shadow and all its cosmic laws in its form immediately get neutralized And then the story that went with it gets neutralized. And then what we have is complete fluid of light that continues in its fluidity. It just simply is. So what we find out is we're living stories. We're living belief systems. We're living whatever we give our power to. And when we start to realize just exactly how powerful we are, then it can be a real eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is we get fooled into what we think is power, or we think we're helpless and that there are those more powerful than we are. Then if we begin to believe that they are more powerful than we are, then we can create our own religions and our own ways of living, where we have created gods and we have created beings and we have created, you know, different entities. The reason, you know, the Bible probably said, or we read that, don't worship idols. The thing is if we take, let's say, a pretty little golden calf,
what's up, man?
You put all your belief system into it, and you believe it's a god, it's going to act and behave and begin to have power like a god because we empowered it. We're actually worshiping our own power, yet we're giving it away. So it becomes a very interesting dichotomy of confusion of really what God really is. God is. God is the I am. God must experience God in order to come back to God. God is love. God is ultimate. The religious gods that have favorites that you must only believe this right thing or else is what I term as a god of narcissism.
Yeah.
Create a god in order to create a cosmic religion or universe of belief systems that, of course, you look at some of the churches, you know, the Catholic Church is a great example. It certainly is a very powerful influence. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just a very tremendous influence in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All these different states of different things. Buddhism in itself is more fluid in its nature. It doesn't seem to be created in what I call form. So I think that many of the ascended and higher beings and the teachers that are coming in with the teachings of more of the I am of love to help us understand who we are as beings. But when you're convinced that you're worthless, unless you believe the right thing, I mean, certainly a spoon believes God to be a spoon. Why would it see it any other way? Or you're believing that you're wicked, or, you know, certainly we can do wicked things. It's not saying that we're such perfect beings. But what happens, perhaps very negative thinking that some could term as a darker witchcraft, you know, lives in shadows and it can become darker and darker and darker. But even that, even in its worst, you know, form where you've seen sacrifice of the human beings and these things, you still get that object out of the light, it's going to go poof.
Yeah.
It's going to neutralize out. And I think that we are getting into so many different timelines, different ways of consciousness. We're getting advanced worlds, yet we still have worlds of consciousness that are still much more primitive and barbaric. And now we're seeing this dichotomy in the world. And it's also a crazy possible experiment because we literally didn't blow ourselves up in 2012. After 26,000 years, we survived. Usually our technology weaponry would throw us, you know, would destroy us, and we'd start all over again. Now they're bringing in many different, you know, people from different timelines are all gathering here. So we got different knowledge and different learnings and different consciousness and different ways of doing things that is starting to change things very rapidly. But when you've got lower and higher worlds, or what we would term through our perception of more barbaric or darker ways of thinking, versus more of light and higher consciousness, it's starting to turn some people kind of psychotic. It's kind of bringing on a psychotic reaction that those who may not be ready for this, you know, take on this kind of dichotomy. You could have 16 different emotions in 10 minutes. And I think a lot of people are really going through this, and they don't know if the world's going to blow up or if we're all going to, you know, become this enlightened paradise.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of times when, you know, what, like you said, when people feel all these you know, mass emotions all at one time, they would actually go to, you know, cause a lot of time they go into like a bit a breakdown, a nervous breakdown, you know, find them again up in the hospital because of a, you know, because too much all at one time. And then you got the mass people with all these different emotions, not knowing what it's coming from, what's going to happen in the future, what's going to happen right now, what's going to, you know, all these things all at one time. They don't know what to do. And it's, you know, and when certain things take place, you know, it's like stomping your foot near an anthill. The ants will scatter. And that's basically how it's like with, you know, humankind right now, because they don't really know which way to turn. But, you know, but once they get a hold of the true nature of self, you know, and connection with, you know, with the universe and with the planet, you start to slow down a little bit. You start to think differently. You start to feel different. You start to feel the stronger emotion of compassion to reaching out toward, you know, the fellow man, to an animal, to a tree, to our water, you know, all these things that, you know, we got all these technology and things around our house become less important.
Those are really, really good points. And, you know, one of the things that you think about, a DNA moves in and out. In true physics, it shows that DNA is always constantly moving. It's moving in and out. That's how the ethers work. I think that really trying to harness what they call dark energies, you know, they really don't know what's in there. You know, this is why you have things like CERN trying to create, you know, the God particle and figure this out, because I think that dark energy is full of potential. It's all full of light. It's all potential waiting to become experience. So what we have to realize is we are creating that experience. So it becomes kind of an interesting thought when you kind of been used to letting others create for you, or you create an entity that controls your life, or, you know, not to say that God's will isn't there, and it certainly is, because, but we are also a part of God, and God's a part of us.
Right, right.
So what happens is, when we have to take responsibility for our own creation, it can be quite an opener that's happening. And so when you've got all potential waiting to become experience, then you are sovereign. You have free will to bring into your experience what you'd like to create. And you almost can create different experiences. For instance, somebody could sit in the same chair and they say, oh, this chair feels really cold. And somebody else gets in that chair and they say, oh, it feels really hot. So who's right? You really don't know. The chair exists. So when we start becoming part of this consciousness, we have to start taking responsibility for what we are creating. Not to say that things don't just happen. Of course they do. Sometimes it's understanding why that happened is one of the reasons, one of the major reasons why I went after the DNA activations that I do. So what happens when you've got a consciousness of a group that says, we want to keep people under deception to feel that we are the more powerful ones than they are. We want them to serve us as more of a slave entity, or to serve us and make us their masters so we can feel more powerful and feed on their life force, and we can get them to do this through their free will, or you can trick them out of their free will. Well, certainly being sovereign and having your free will, you're going to choose personality. You're going to do that. So what if you're creating according to a programmed illusion that you believe is your reality, or you believe that this is the absolute in your world, where things can get kind of tricky? And I also think, Renee, as you brought up the outworld or war, I think this has a lot to do with that. I think that one group felt that we had the right to ascension, to reproduction, to growth, to higher consciousness, to love, to fill our souls, or the other group said, no, this is a slave race. You know, we don't want them to feel this way. We don't want them to be, you know, we can see they're powerful, so we want them to serve us and do whatever we want them to do. And next thing you know, you have a whole, this is the same thing as the kind of dichotomies that we're facing in the world today. Was very much what I do believe of what they call the fallen angels, which is probably, a lot of it was probably the outworlder war. I think many of what could have been very high galactic beings are now known as angels. And
that part is extremely true, because, I mean, even in scripture, they refer to them, you know, the fallen angels. And in the same breath, they actually used the angels that were cast out of heaven, and also the heavenly creatures. So people get confused, especially when they've been around the Bible. They think it, you know, the angels and the heavenly creatures are the same thing, but they're not. They're other beings, just like myself, you know, kind of end up on the earth. But, you know, because of this battle that took place, you know, some fell down earth, you know, angels and extraterrestrials of various races. So that's why we have so many different races on earth. And we also got some that are hidden underground, keeping away from people and society. And so that's why we got so many different beings that we keep hearing about, you know, such as Bigfoot and energy beings, the reptilians and so forth that are down here. So they're all part of this whole thing. And they've been here for an awfully long time. So a lot of people don't quite get a grasp of that whole thing, you know? So it's just how people kind of get the interpretation of what the Bible says. But even the Bible has a lot of missing parts in it. Even the whole thing about us, you know, like, because they're actually parts that speak about alien beings, and so that part's taken out. So that's why, you know, a lot of people are confused, because they're just following who's on the pulpit, and say, well, that must be true because it's in the Bible, but they're missing the big chunk of it, and they're not going to let it out.
Well, that unless we find a way to get that back out. I think a lot of that's locked up in the Vatican, isn't it, Renee? I even heard that the Library of Alexandria did not burn down. The books weren't inside of there. They cleared them all out before they burned it down. They're all locked up in the Vatican, from what I understand.
Of course, that would make a whole lot more sense. I mean, but the Vatican does have all kinds of missing information that is hidden up in there. Boy, what I would be able to get access, you know, could you imagine the information that is in there?
Oh, my goodness.
My God. Well,
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, if you actually know exactly what you're looking for, they have to get it down for you.
You know, it is interesting, too, because, you know, how many times have we heard about, you know, shapeshifters? And a lot of people are really confused. How does a shapeshifter work? And there's a lot of stuff written about these shapeshifters, and right now for mankind it's just kind of really confusing and too magical to really comprehend. But just like you mentioned about the DNA, our DNAs are very, very complex. A lot of these shapeshifters that are from out there, they have learned to manipulate their DNA to change at will, because they command their body to do so. And they can change it to survive in a harsh atmosphere. They can actually change their DNA so they can survive in a place where there's nothing but water. So that's the reason why they have that. And they have to really grow into that and to experience various other parts of their lives that they come exposed to. So, you know, we could do the same thing if we allowed ourselves to try to build on that ourselves. But we got so much distraction that kind of breaks it, that concentration for us to do it.
You know, even if you look at the mediums that were back around the, the turn of the 20th century, I mean, they were doing things like levitating and bringing in the plasma. You know, they were able to generate the plasma. You know, now we have mental mediums. I mean, I'm more of a mental medium. I can hear them. I can bring them in, but I would certainly not be able to create a plasmic type of texture in order to bring in a form. And this was something that was done very easily at certain times back in the time of around the 20th century. And there's a lot of documentation of that. And I think as we've gotten into more of the cell phones, the smart meters and all this, that's a lot of interference with that natural type of creativity. And I think that the shapeshifters and some of the higher beings have moved into interdimensional And so now we've got, I think the fourth dimension literally is eroding, and we're more in the fifth dimension, you know, coming into this one. So what we start having is they start accessing interdimensional DNA, basically. It's kind of a hologram. I mean, they go into where we honestly can't see them, and then they're able to manifest in the physical. So I think it's harder and harder to be able to be in this type of density and shapeshift with everything that's going on. So the trick may be bringing in those interdimensional energies into this one, which would make things, of course, very interesting. And, of course, you had about, how many versions of the Bible, since it was written? Probably, unfortunately, the most distorted is the King James, which is pretty much what's in the Bible, of today.
Mm-hmm.
And, references to what they might call reincarnation were taken out. References to, like you said, to their older. I mean, what's the burning bush? Is this a juniper bush that caught on fire? Right.
Yeah, I think the Book of Enoch is missing. Think of several others. So, and that the Book of Enoch actually speaks of these beings. these other creatures, and they're in there. Crafts, UFOs, but of course they didn't use the word UFOs or they didn't use the word alien, but it's in there. It's just amazing that that truth hasn't been released yet. Part of it we are getting messages from everywhere, and there's more awakenings about it. And so if it stays hid the way it is, there's going to be a way it's going to come out.
I agree.
Because it is meant for people to know and to understand and to grasp, from the physical right down to the spiritual.
It is happening. It is happening right now. I mean, that's what we're...
I agree. I absolutely agree. I mean, both of you are pulling in future knowledge. Both of you are channeling in intergalactic language. Both of you are speaking to people who are bringing in those teachings. You're being brought to you, and you're finding them and finding each other. Look at the vast amount of knowledge you brought out through your show. I mean, even the radio waves itself has a frequency that goes out there that resonates, with all of us. And so if you start thinking about what you guys are doing, you're really bringing in the future and the higher and the ancient knowledge in at the same time. And of course, when something is a truth, it does resonate inside of us.
Yeah.
I agree. Now, with the DNA activations, let's talk a little bit about that and the healing properties that it has with it. Now, with these kind of DNA activations, what kinds of illnesses and things are you seeing that are being helped by using this
This is kind of a pretty loaded question. I'm seeing a lot of differences. First of all, what was brought to my attention that I found very interesting was there were holographic bodies of information that were constantly going out not only in mass consciousness, but with individuals that were being controlled by a higher, not a higher, but a more conscious type of energy that was able to precipitate still that master-slave kind of language that people are resonating to. I think that the most obvious would be abductees. They have a very hard time because, you know, there's been technology used to keep them under control. There's implants. There's trauma. There's all kinds of DNA interference in order to keep them, you know, connected. So when we did the activations for you, Christina, did you feel a freedom? Because I know as an abductee yourself, did you feel a lot more freedom from those kind of energies?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so what had happened is I wound up, you know, working on someone who was an abductee. He was having a very hard time, and we did a lot of healing. I did a lot of my energy templates. I did my matrix. I did all the stuff that I've been shown. And I was already being shown a lot of different types of DNA energy templates. For instance, the cross. The cross is an energy template. And many say that, you know, that the Christ or the crucifixion actually happened on a tree or a stake, not on a cross. Because, you know, the cross itself is a conscious template. And you've got your inversion on the bottom and your ascension on the top and your negative positive timeline that you're living and creating through all our different lives and all our different experiences in order to allow God to know God and do our experiences. And if you look at a mirror inside of mirror inside of mirror and you try to comb your hair, you're probably going to have a heck of a time. Or try to shave or put on your makeup. So you have to contain something into your experience. You have to, or you're not going to, it's going to be so garbled, scrambled, it's going to be crazy. So we have to, and our perception in this density has to come in into some kind of congruency where we're able to, you know, logically be able to discern what is going on around us. And I think there are a lot of those distortions where there's a lot of splitting of those type of images. But what I saw happen to this guy, you know, he called me 3 weeks later and he says, nice try, but it's all back. And he was feeling pretty despondent and pretty down. And I come from parents that were Holocaust survivors. I was noting a lot of things in my DNA that were constantly activating that wasn't of my choice. It wasn't certainly something I wanted to feel. But, you know, here it came, you know, the trauma. I could feel my ancestors' pain. I could feel the death in the camps, you know. And those who say the Holocaust never happened, I can guarantee you it did happen.
Right.
Whether it happened to the extent it did or not, you know, that isn't the idea. The truth is what we're experiencing is a tremendous amount of mass consciousness that is going on constantly, that has its own language. And I had a couple calls coming in, so I didn't know if I lost you guys. So what started to, happen, well, I had a fit. I mean, I couldn't understand it. And I couldn't even understand my own behavior, why you get depressed for no reason. You ever been in a pretty good mood and you walk by somebody, you're like, suddenly it's like, you know, something hits you, you know. It's because everything has frequency, resonance, the science of radionics that we're healing through longitude, vibration, and frequency, which everything has. You know, we hear about the grid, you know, everything has a universal frequency and a mathematical formula. Mm-hmm. So what had happened when he called me, I had a tantrum. I said, what kind of twisting of free will is that? Where you actually have no choice but to choose to be in a, what I would call more of a slavery mentality or to be oppressed because you feel you have no other option. And it was awful. I mean, I was just absolutely livid. And of course they were setting me up to ask for these activations is what was happening. So after I had a butterfly tantrum, I was working one day and I heard the eights missing. and I know many have heard this story, but for your listeners have never caught this. The eighth's missing, that's the problem. And I was like, what the? And I'm looking around like, you gotta be kidding me. And suddenly, my place emptied out because everybody got to go home early that day, and I'm sitting staring at a calculator. The eight's missing, that's the problem, that's where the access is. I'm like, wait a minute, you're telling me there's access programmed in our DNA mapping, in our soul mapping, and that's how they get in. We didn't program it, it got programmed within us, and we get to live this, right? Yes, that's correct. You are living their reality that they have created for you. So after about then, I'm pounding the floor and screaming and acting very unladylike. I'm like, no, this can't be happening. You know, this is, well, you know, really, that's a it's blasphemous of our own true sovereignty. It was just wrong. So here I am hearing, the eight's missing, get on your calculator. And by then, I had been very mesmerized with these ones and these nines. Have you ever gotten there, you know, and noticed that the nine is the ultimate gematria number? 9 + 9 = 18. 1 + 8 = 9. +9 = 27. 2 + 7 = 9. And you get all these wild divisions with the number nine. So they told me, I was just like, wow, this is like infinity. There's something to this. But they said, all right, get in our calculator. We already showed you that there's something to these ones and these nines. I said, great.
It's on the
calculator. I hate to.
At the top of the hour.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour. We got to take a quick break, real quick. But when we get back, let's start right back from where we're leaving off right now. But everybody, stay tuned. We're going to be talking about more of the DNA activations when we come right back with Shirley Bolsock. We'll be right back. You're listening to Top Secret News on the UPRN Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back. Maybe we'll be going to break. It depends on if our amazing producer answers our call.
I noticed he was giving us a countdown, and the last number was there was 10.
Oh, boy.
So, do we give him what?
On Breaker, what are we doing tonight? Shoot. No, we're just on going.
Okay.
I keep on going. We could all start humming.
Yeah. Oh, we can
never
do
know. Joke. I love live radio.
Oh, goodness. Well, welcome back. Okay. So. We're full.
That was it. I think that's one of our shortest breaks ever. But all right, we're just going to keep on moving on. And
I guess we're just meant to move on. Well, okay, let's see where it was. Okay, the eight's missing. All right, here we go. So anyway, 1 / 9, and get a good calculator when you do this. If you do this on your phone, it's going to round this out, and you're going to be like, wow, this is not working. You know, on the phone, you kind of got to go 1.111111, you know, that kind of thing. But on calculator, I got this literal 0.111111111. See, God, I am energy equals number one. It is the ultimate mutable number. This is the number of our soul mapping, the 1111111111, because we are the ultimate mutable I am of all things connected to the God that is. And you can't reverse number one, if you think about it. And zero point frequency is the divine finger of God. It's like dark energy. That's where all potential waits to become experience. And this is something we can all harness. So in some numerical systems that are advanced, they don't have the number zero. It doesn't exist. So zero becomes minus one, but one nevertheless, it exists in all numerical values. So it's just like the name love, you know, the word love. Every galactic language has a word for love. Love has its own frequency, but it's in every single language, just as the vibrational properties of the activations occur in all languages and occur in all tones and all frequencies and all modalities. There is no way you reverse number one. We are our soul mapping. We are a creation that is of the ultimate mutable. So what happens when that mutable is used with a mathematical formula that can create a disconnect between numbers? So 1 divided by 9, the 0.111111, and then they tell me to divide it by 9 again. And of course, if you look at the internet, you'll see where people love this kind of value. Well, sure enough, I got 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. It was literally just looping right back out, and it was part of that number one sequence. And I said, wow, the 8's missing. And I heard, Dory. You're right, the 8's missing. What the heck? So I'm asking, I said, what happened? They said, there's the access. I said, a false vibrational connection occurred between the 7 and the 9. That was a programmed vibrational chain that went back in our soul mapping, which caused us to embrace the illusion as our reality, to embrace the illusion as our basis for creation, to take on the illusion as a part of God that we believe we are. So we allow the illusion to live within us. Therefore, the illusion became a part of God, of the I Am, that resonates inside of us. So it was very easy to program us to serve or to create more of a manipulation of our time. And this is not just human. This has happened to a lot of intergalactic beings as well. It's very brilliant if you think about it, and it's very tricky because it uses the correct mathematical God formula that is able to harness a false connection. So I was kind of mortified, and this helped me understand why a holographic body of information got thrown into the sky, and he was immediately back under the control of the controllers that wished to, you know, keep him under wraps with whatever their agenda was. And one of the things that I think is happening with the abductions is the ability, because we are very individual souls. A lot of the more galactic type that are of the colder, more manipulative type of consciousness are often a part of what I would call a group consciousness or a group soul that they embody of where this one thought is kind of a soul for all of them. They would love to create more of a group soul mentality here on this planet, another planet, in order to create a much more easier environment to manipulate people. But as manipulators, they are stuck in that group soul context. And this is where they've done a lot of horrendous experiments on us in order to try to understand our capacity for love, knowing that in uniting in love, we can create extreme and great power that their technology can't even harness and the illusion won't even be able to stop. So I was very anxious to understand, how do we get the 8 back into its proper connection? And how do we use a mathematical formula of Gematria, a true mathematical formula, in order to sink back into the 11111 and the 0.111111, which is actually 1 and minus 1 of our soul mapping? How do I get that back in there? Because there's power in numbers, and there's power in a Gematria frequency because it's language, it speaks. So they told me that I needed, in order to bring the 8 back in, you have to have a mutable of 9, 8, and also a 6 is a soul number. 6 is a very powerful number. 12, and, of course, a 10 or a number 1, which also utilizes the zero-point frequency. You need one number that embodies all these mutables in order to bring the 8 back through. So what they gave me was 72, the divine 72. And we have heard of the 72 names of God. 72 tends to be a very powerful divine number in meditations. You're always hearing of the divine 72, the crop circle that came down back in, I believe it was 2012 or 2011.
I think we do need to go back to break up. Our producer let us know, hey,
okay.
Okay.
Let's hold that thought.
Yep, let's hold that
thought. That's not again. Try number 2 this time, second time around, hopefully. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Top Secret News on 107.7 out of New Orleans, the UPRN Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Y'all clear, guys.
You're about to get fired, Joe. What the hell?
What do you mean? I was ready to go break a while ago. Y'all was in days. I let the break run over because I'm ending y'all on time. So I let the break run over so that it's because it's going to be a short break to make up for the late start. That's all.
Ah, see, because when I saw you said 10 and then that's where we're in, I was like, where are we at now?
Well, that's why I told you 20 because it was like, I don't know, 12 till or something or 8 or 12, somewhere around there that way because I wanted to let you know we was going to be running past the break. So we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, hell.
She was in an announcer.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Top Secret News. We are your hosts, Christina George and Renee Chavez, and with our special guest, Shirley Volstock. And we are talking about DNA activations, as well as so many other topics tonight. And Shirley, so I guess we'll kind of jump back into where we were at before we went to, to break some chaos in that.
Well, let's just, I'm going to go through it kind of fast so we can talk about a lot of what it does and why it happened and, you know, and the different types of experiences I had with it. Plus, I'd love for you, Christina, to talk about how you experienced it. So, to make a long story short, the Divine 72, it's a mutable of 8 and 9. It's got all those numbers in it. And 72, of course, we know is a holy number. So I said, how do I work with this? So what was given to me is that 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. If you divide, if you times it by 72, or I think it's if you either you times it or divide it, but you do get 0.88888. But you know, really, 72 divided by 9 equals 8, and 8 divided by 72 equals 0.11111111. There's your sync right there. You can match up all the number ones with the other number ones. They sink in immediately. The 8 takes its rightful place and immediately integrates into its proper sequence where it belongs between the 7 and the 9. So it becomes 7, 8, 9. And it kicks out the illusion. The 8 itself has a lot of fantastic properties. It's also a infinity. We all know the 8 is the infinity. And the divine activation, the divine creation. So daily divine creation that we are able to create daily instead of being slammed back to the ancestors' patterns or mass consciousness or all that wonderful illusion that will slam us back that has tons and tons of consciousness. This instantly neutralizes out that shadow is what it does. So I couldn't wait to get on the line, and I found out I had to kind of hold those activations myself before I did individual attunements, although I've got many, many, many different activations that run on their own, almost like a computer program. Mm-hmm. And they gave me a very simple one at that time. I called a guy, and he called back 2-3 weeks later. He said it never happened to him again. He was free. You know, and that was a pretty interesting clue. The thing that was so interesting is I saw the holographic body of information. They tried to throw it back in them. I saw it come right at them, and it transmuted out immediately. The very same formula that was used to create the illusion actually transmuted out to the exact same formula that took the illusion out. So in other words, there was no antidote to what we did. There was no reversing it. You can't reverse number one. It is the ultimate I am activation because of that. And once it's in, it's in. It never reverses. You have it forever. You'll have it in your next life, the life after that, the life after that, the life after that. It changes the resonation of the DNA. It changes the consciousness. And it is brought in by the benevolent galactic who gave this to me. And they do come in with their ships interdimensionally. They come in through through different past, present, and future. They come in through different timelines because these activations apply to all of that. So this is changing timelines. It's changing the consciousness of timelines. It's not just us that are changing our own individual consciousness and what we resonate to. This is changing consciousness, period. It's changing mm-hmm. the consciousness of Gaia. And of course, since then, they have given me all kinds of different rates, an abundance rate they've given me, which I read on the air at that one time, a neutralization rate that goes into 0 point frequencies and we can neutralize. I use this to go into the ancestry of people to remove the ancestral patterns that no longer belong. As you said, Renee, a thought, a curse can resonate through 500 generations, and my goodness, it's just going to resonate because mm-hmm. it has consciousness and people start acting it out. This is why Johnny, who lives in Virginia, who has his real father in California, acts just like his father in California, even though he never met him, because it's language. This is why people often attract the same things over and over again. I found things all the way, I swear, back to the Roman Empire, where one time I found where the water was poisoned and their ancestry, some of them died from it in a war. And next thing you know, there's all kinds of immune system problems in their generation. I've seen curses where a curse was manifested where the men were dying early, and we cleared the ancestry. The thing that's fascinating is the spirits or the aspects of the ancestries do show up. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen them line up for, it's countless. And if you go back infinite number of generations, what it does is it also takes off the imprint in that in the spirit world, in the other side, they lose the imprint. We, you know, the way we're programmed, or what's been going on with the illusion, where we're literally transitioning out of our lifetime, still carrying imprints of some of this mass consciousness that we were carrying in our lives. It can go into the afterlife. And then through that karmic will, we're right back in. This is why you sometimes see people who are alcoholics several lives, or, you know, or their ancestry, you know, oh yeah, my dad was an insect wizard, his mother was, and, you know, you hear this kind of thing. This is how disease can carry through. Not that the disease itself, it's the consciousness open to it that carries it. So this thing, this karmic wheel that they kept us on has been a very evil game, to be quite blunt. It never needed to be that way. We are entitled to our ascension and to our higher consciousness and to evolutionize instead of running like hamsters on this wheel and we keep coming back. There is no way we're not going to have some kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of like that infinite loop, you know, moving in the eight motion, and you know, you're stuck in that same loop over and over and again until that whatever part that you break out of it, and, you know, it's a lot like the movie The Matrix. When you got Neo, when he realized he has these abilities and he's coming out of it, and he starts to see things for what they really are, you know, with the program, and he's slowly starting to catch on, but at some part he loses it again, then he gets into that doubt mode and starts to fall into that cycle again, but then he pulls back up more fully to, you know, to make the big change of this freedom. So this is kind of like what we're living right now, to break free from that cycle, that loop. And once you break out of there, then you'll be able to intake a lot more. You'll be able to understand what happened in your past lives. You'll be able to see all your lives and you know, past, present, and future, how it all blends together. And, you know, everything else starts to seem less important as far as material, then that's when you start to get the most out of your life.
Oh, that's so great the way you put it. And it's very interesting. It said, see, that illusion was a false, it wasn't real. So it was the loop of illusion. Then you get the real eight, which is true infinity, a divine manifestation that comes in. And since then, I've gotten bunch of amazing activations in some of these formulas that come in. For instance, I brought in the 13 sacred rays of creation with the eternal rainbow fire. I brought this in here in Colorado, and it entitled where I literally had to bring in a spreadsheet because they were taking in numerical values times the speed of sound, times the speed of light, and times the actual formula for the violet flame, which was all nines, and we were dividing and adding. I mean, it started getting very intricate and very complicated, and the results were amazing. We had different masters that came in with these different rays, and they took different colors than what they usually do. And, of course, this is available. We'll be doing again where many can get on. I'd love to gift you and Christina the next time I bring this on for you guys to definitely experience this. And it was a very powerful activation that many resonated to. And then, of course, many are now channeling the masters of those rays. And others are starting to bring in different derivatives, like the rainbow Reiki and this eternal rainbow fire attached to the violet flame. So it started out very simple, but it started getting very, very involved as time went on. Now, I'm up to about the 100 in the individual achievements. About the 144, I think, it will be at that top, but I wouldn't be surprised if it keeps going. I told them, I can't keep counting to 100. You're going to have to give me something. So they gave me to the power of 3. The thing is what happens is I used to just count the numbers out 3 times, and now I can't do that. I'll go fourth. But because I'm the one bringing them in, then I think it's important that I count those numbers out, but not everybody has to do that. Once they're programmed into that esoteric library and they are a modality that lives there, they can be accessed. They live in its consciousness because they run like an esoteric computer program. And you're cleaning out the registry, you know, the things you do in a real computer, that real technology works, only you're bringing in a much higher consciousness of the galactic using mathematical formulas that run just like the computers that we know. So you could literally say zero rate now, or purification of energy rate. They have a beautiful purification of energy rate that is like esoteric holy water, but even just calling it out could cause it, you know, to bring itself in. See, the power of intent is what's behind a lot of this type of thing, because take the word father. Could it be Father God, Father yourself, you know, Father of the country, Master, Master Slave, Master Teacher? You know, words are change with intent. And this is why I like the longitude and latitude of this type of tech, you know, esoteric technology.
Yeah.
So what happens is you have a tremendous amount of power behind it, because it's already infinite in its structure. So after we got the 13th sacred rays of creation, and we did this up at Devil's Tower, and that's not the true name of it. It was a misinterpretation. It's actually a very beautiful tree. It is actually a fossilized, an ancient tree. It's a tree stump. And it's very sacred, and as a grandmother, and it's very beautiful, and it's very, very powerful. And we were in this Star Knowledge group that we brought it through, because there's portals there. And they were doing the 1313, and here it came. There was actually, we had amazing, amazing folks, you know, there that were gathered. But everyone I've ever had experience these activations, I consider amazing. And a lightning came right down out of Jupiter next to the moon and hit in the circle, and it lifted 2 girls off their chairs. I was a little surprised. Of course, since you are the lightning man, I would suspect if you were there every day, it would have looked like a light show.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think I would have been going everywhere.
Yeah, you know, me being the pulse man, I'm definitely into, you know, taking as much energy as possible from these, you know, storms like that. So I definitely would have a thrill.
It is.
I forgot to bring a little flashlight. All your light would have helped me read.
it's funny that when you talk about, you know, we talked about the numbers, and you mentioned about color and vibrations. You know, we find a lot of things in music, and and if you were to listen to every planet, it's in our solar system, every star, every asteroid, they all give off a frequency. You know, the Voyager has pointed out there and picked up all these beautiful tones from each planet. Now, if you would have had a special sweeping instrument that picked up on every planet that went by, and you accelerated the speed, now, can you actually imagine the type of musical notes And it's you would actually be able to hear the universe sing.
Well, I think that's a lot of the Silvestrio tones that are very much those intergalactic, interplanetary type of music. We just brought in last night, I brought in, and we also did this at Devil's Tower, but we brought it in last night as well, the seven sacred rays of the Ring of Fire from the Crystal Sun of the 10th Dimension. I mean, this was a very observation with different masters with these different seven rays. Now, this is the future higher activation type of things we were talking about that's now coming in into our density. These are high, high activations. Now, I was contacted by one of the 13 sacred skulls that were after the activations I was doing. And these activations are run by the Galactic Federation. They're often headed by who I call Commander K. He has his own set of fleets, but he brings in other fleets and other leaders of fleets that come in intergalactically, interdimensionally, that are bringing these activations in. And they're just a tremendous. I mean, you could see just trillions of these fleets out there. So what we brought, me and about three other people, that was Garrett Duncan and Gail Feller, Steve Zink, they were very good friends of mine. We brought in the activations to the crystal skulls who absorbed them immediately. And now when we did the sacred 13 sacred rays creation, we brought in the 14th crystal skull. Her name is Angelica, and a very beautiful, feminine energy, soft and very powerful. And yesterday when we brought in the seven rays from the Ring of Fire, and we brought in calibrations. I mean, they give me these divine codes to bring them in. We brought in the 15th crystal skull from the Alnai from the Northlands, and that is Odin. So we have 15 crystal skulls coming in through the esoteric, and they're not stopping there. My understanding is it's going to go up to about 24, and you guys are going to pick up on them, and others are also. So these activations have greatly expanded into many, many different areas. And it's an eye changer. People's, you know, I was on a show where people were posting their eyes just watching on the show that I did. And you were seeing the blue rims and the different changes of colors. And it's changed the eye color on 98% of my clients. And after meetups and activations, I've seen them all crowd in the mirror now. Because they're all looking at their eyes going, and I have blue rims around my eyes from that type of activation. And what I'm going to do later tonight, and Christina will cue me when we're ready, tonight I'm doing, for the first time on your show, this has not been done before, it's called the number 8 activation universal consciousness awareness template, and it expands out in an 8 octagon type of template. And also a lot of medium work comes in through this. And of course, I have been, I have channeled in different celebrities who have passed. Of course, I've done a lot of medium work for my clients. And I recently brought in Anne Boleyn on a special 2-hour show. Wow. After 500 years, she got a voice to correct history and talk about things. So they come in very freely now through these channels. I mean, you can hear them like crazy. The thing that's fun is I often hear from the musicians when they pass, and we'll sit around and chat, but then I send them to Renee.
Prince.
Guest for a show.
You know, it does change the energy a lot when that starts happening, and it shows a great mass appreciation of the music itself and how it affects the emotion and how it feels. And, you know, because music comes from the soul. And of course, like Prince, like many other the great artists out there, their music came directly from their soul when they wrote it and when they produced it and played it for the masses. And once it touches your soul, you know the music is doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Absolutely right. You're so right.
Well, why don't we go ahead actually, and let's go ahead and do it. We've got about 20 minutes, but I know at the end of the show we have some updates that we have to do as well. So why don't we go ahead and start the activation now, and Shirley, and that way if we have any questions or anything, people can ask them at the end.
Okay, that would be great. I'd also love you to, you know, say a few things how you experienced them as well. So, all right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
I've already called in the master guide, the ascension. I mean, that takes a little time, so I'm going to go straight in. But I do want to let you know that there are many archangels, many galactic beings. We have a tremendous amount of ships ready to bring in. Fleets ready to bring in this activation, and we're bringing them through Archangel Metatron, who is the keeper of the Akashic Records, who is helping to record this session tonight into the Akashic Records. All right. This is also using solfeggio tones, since we are talking about music, and it's incorporating it into an outward motion of actual measurements of going out of an octagon. I actually used the tangent. Okay, and in geometry, a tangent line or a simply tangent is a plane curve at a given point. It's the straight line that actually touches the curve at that point. So it's defined as a line through a pair of infinitely close points on a curve. And then I use this with the mathematical calculations of an octagon, and then it expands out. Okay, we're going to go 396 hertz. Metatron, we thank you for your presence, Commander. We also have the emissaries, the Syrian councils, the Arcturian councils, the Palladian, Athens. Thank you. Thank you for their help. We have the, here we go. 396 hertz, turning grief into joy, liberating guilt and fear. 396 to the tangent of 9, 179.11700139, 68.545. 165.483, 126.655, 548.361, 1.23E plus 04, 2.03E plus 06, 2.57E plus 08, 1.41E plus 11, 3.20E plus 15, 2.87E plus 17. Expand in 8 octagonal directions and all direct, alternate, and parallel timelines now. 528 hertz, transformation and miracles, DNA repair. 528 to the tangent of 6. 153.6512691. 58.8. 141.955. 108.648. 470.398. 9.03E plus 03, 1.28E plus 06, 1.39E plus 08, 6.55E plus 10, 1.09E plus 15, 8.41E plus 16, 5.97E plus 18. Expand now in 8 octagonal directions and all direct, alternate, and parallel timelines now. 741 hertz, solving problems, expressions, and solutions. 71 to the tangent of 12. 471.1722071, 180.31, 435.306, 333.169, 8.50E plus 04, 3.0E plus 07, 1.23E plus 10, 1.78E plus 13, 2.79E plus 18, 6.57E plus 20, 1.43E plus 23, expand in 8 octagonal directions, all direct, alternate, and parallel timelines now. 639 hertz, reconnecting and balances relationships. 639 to the tangent of 9.
289.02973831110.607, 267.029, 204.357, 884.855, 3.20E+04, 8.54E+06, 1.74E. Expand in 8 octagonal directions and alternate and parallel timelines now. 417 Hertz facilitates change in the cellular processes. 417 to the tangent of 12, 265.1535903, 101.472444.97, 187.492, 811.759, 2.69E plus 04, 6.59E plus 06, 1.24E plus 09, 1.00E plus 12, 4.99E plus 16, 6.61E plus 18, 8.10E plus 20. Expand now in 8 octagonal directions and direct, alternate, and parallel timelines now. 852 Hertz awakens intuition, returning to spiritual order, seeing through illusions. 852 to the tangent of 6, 247.9372751, 94.881, 229.064. One oh 1.47244.97, 187.942, 175.318, 759.052, 2.35E plus 04, 5.39E plus 06, 9.45E plus 08, 7.17E plus 11, 3.12E plus 16, 3.86E plus 18, 4.43E plus 20. Expand now in 8 octagonal directions, all direct, alternate, and parallel timelines. The 963 Hertz awakens any system to its original perfect state. 963 to the tangent of 9, 435.57998, 166.689, 402.423, 308.002, 1333.514, 7.26E plus 04, 2.92E plus 07, 9.00E plus 09, 1.20E plus 13, 1.61E plus 18, 3.51E plus 20, 7.06E plus 22. Expand in 8 octagonal directions, all direct, alternate, and parallel timelines. Expand all Sovetio tones in 8 octagonal directions, all direct, alternate, and parallel universes, integrating the Christ cosmic consciousness awareness now. 8 times 8 equals 64 times 4536 equals 290304. 2 plus 9 plus 0 plus 3 plus 0 plus 4 equals 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9 minus 1 equals 8 divided by 72 equals 1111111111. Now, the 8 activation universal consciousness awareness template is complete.
Wow. Those are some numbers.
Yeah.
Those are some numbers.
Those were.
Now, does this information just come to you as you're saying it? Or, I mean, is this a formula that you say? Or how does that work?
Every single one of them are really true actual templates. I mean, they're actual mathematical formulas. The E is actual, the scientific number. It's the scientific format of a number. It's just a widow went on and on and on. So I'm able to use the tone of E and bring in how many numbers it would go out.
So what this was, it was true mathematical formulas that were used using a tangent. And I would take the hertz, and then I would add it up, and that would be the tangent that I would use. And then I would bring it into the longest line within an octagon, and then it would bring up all the other dimensions of that particular formula. So then I would get the edge length, the long diagonal, the medium diagonal, the short diagonal, the perimeter, and the area. And that's what made up the formulas. And then they would expand them out.
Okay.
So so these were true patterns. So it's and the eight is very powerful. And the octagon is a natural broadcast shape.
Okay.
So it.
What were you saying?
Did you guys feel anything? Just like.
Well, actually, to be absolutely honest, it was making me feel very, very dizzy.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it was a little bit. Didn't mean to knock you guys out, but but it is an expanded consciousness awareness. So that's put out now into the universe to help the consciousness expand. So very fun.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So
I
made all your liquid.
Because I was definitely feeling numbers everywhere. The energy, so it was definitely filling
So that's put out through on the air into the universal consciousness, and that's going to help expand the awareness so we have more access, and that's exactly what they had me bring it in. But, I've been dizzy reading these things. That's been real fun. I've actually had numbers fuzz right in front of me. That can be kind of interesting.
Yeah,
because your psychic's interdimensional.
And it's interesting because when you do these numbers, when you're doing these activations and they're exact. And so it's a lot like when you're trying to unlock a safe, you know, going through the combinations and you have to go, you know, left, right, to get the right combinations to the right frequencies and everything else for it to unlock.
Well, I just got a message from Willie on Twitter, and he's wanting to know, is this something that you were born with, or is this something that people can learn how to do?
I think the numbers are in all of us, okay? I think that my ability to manipulate the numbers or understand them I was born with, it's probably something I've done in other lives, and that's why I was able to bring it in. I've always